on Sunday. True meaning of accurate remembrance. This is our topic. True meaning of accurate remembrance. In Brahmin life, if we really would like to progress, if we would like to experience upliftment, for that we must know what is the true meaning of accurate remembrance. Why we are remembering Baba? Why we are chanting the mantra of Manmanabhava? For three reasons. First reason, we are remembering Baba for burning our past sins. We are remembering Baba for charging the battery of the soul. That is the second reason. Sit here if you want. Come closer. First reason is that for burning our past sins, we are remembering Baba. And second reason, for charging the soul battery, we are remembering Baba. And third reason, for filling our heart with true spiritual love, we are remembering Baba. If our remembrance would be accurate, then automatically we are getting result in these three aspects. Three aspects. Third one, we remember Baba for filling our heart with true spiritual love, godly love. If our heart is full with godly love, spiritual love, then our mind is not wandering here and there. For that, our remembrance must be accurate remembrance. Baba used to say in Murali, "Oh, my sweet children, consider yourself as a soul and then remember me." first, consider yourself as a soul. This is half sentence. And half sentence is, then remember me. And sometimes Baba used to say in Murli, remember Paramdham and remember me in Paramdham. What is the significance of that point? Because soul world, Paramdham, is the only place. Soul world is the place, quiet place, highest and holiest place. There is no disturbance. In soul world, we can get deep experiences in yoga, in remembrance. In this, among the three world, soul world is a perfect place for remembering Baba. There are three aspects of this remembrance. First, understanding the self properly. Second aspect, understanding the Supreme Being properly. And third aspect, maintaining proper connection, proper link, proper union with Baba. First aspect, considering ourselves as a soul accurately. What is the method for that? If you really would like to develop soul conscious stage, you need to know which is the eye of a soul. Because with this physical eyes, we can visualize our physical body in a mirror. If you would like to visualize the form of a soul, we need to know which is the eye of a soul. Intellect is an eye of a soul. Intellect is a visualization power of a soul. We must focus the eye of intellect on the self, on the point of light, in the center of our forehead. Who really am I? I am very tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize here clearly and deeply. Body is just instrument. Body is just my costume. But who really am I? I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize clearly and experience different qualities, original qualities of the soul. For instance, peace, purity, power, bliss, happiness, knowledge. I am a peaceful soul. Visualize here as a point of light and experience the quality of peace. I am a peaceful soul spreading the waves of peace and experiencing peaceful stage. There are two factors. In this practice, there are two factors. First factor, the percentage of visualization must increase gradually and gradually. For instance, I am a new Baba child. I am a new practitioner of this yoga, meditation. Out of 100% consciousness, I may able to focus 10% consciousness on the self. It means I am having 90% subtle body consciousness. Now, if I really would like to increase the depth of soul consciousness, quality of soul consciousness, I must increase the percentage of visualization from 10 to 20, 20 to 30, 30 to 40. 100% soul conscious stage and 0% body consciousness, that is the deepest soul conscious stage. My true existence in this world is just a point of divine light. Practice. As there are stars in the sky, I, the soul, is a living star on this world globe, world stage, unlimited stage. Spreading divine light all around. And second factor in this practice is, we must increase the time of being in that stage. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, like this. We must keep on increasing the time of being in that stage. Because soul consciousness is a true consciousness, real consciousness, original consciousness. Body consciousness is not a real consciousness, it's a modified consciousness. That is why we must be in true consciousness. That is the point of divine light. as much we practice this, then automatically the aura of the soul is becoming larger and larger and larger. In Russia, there is one camera. That camera is working on the basis, on the therapy, Kirlin therapy. That camera is taking photo only aura, photo of aura. What sort of aura is this soul have? Like this. We are practicing this soul conscious stage, but sometimes we feel bored. Oh, considering just point of light, how long I can practice this? Sometimes we get bored. We feel bored. Why we are getting bored? What is the reason? Because we are having lot of body consciousness. The reason is that who am I know who am I am a soul. But I don't know how am I am a very special soul. Selected by God. I am an instrument of God. I am not only a soul, but I am a special soul. Self and respect. Who am I and how am I? I am a soul, I am a special soul. When these two things are together, then we never get bored. We start experiencing blissful stage, and we are enjoying self-sovereignty stage. That is why Baba has said that I have one sweet desire, which is that I want to see every soul as a king, as a king. My every child soul, I want to see as a king. King means what? King means sitting on the throne of his kingdom. And king means ruling the subject. Controlling the subject, ruling the subject. In the same way, I, the soul, wants to become a king of the self, I must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. For instance, Baba used to say sometimes, you are a world benefactor soul. World benefactors is a throne. I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul, means I am already seated on this throne. I am a world benefactor soul. When I am sitting on this throne of world benefactor, then automatically my thinking is changing. My thoughts are changing. My words are changing. My actions are becoming elevated. automatically my samskaras will be elevated. Then I can experience self-sovereignty stage. I can experience ruling power and controlling power over my subtle organs and sense organs, physical organs. And those are becoming the king of the self. They are becoming king of others in golden age and silver age. That is why we must keep on practicing soul conscious stage with self-respect. Point. Understand? Because we are not only a soul, but we are a special soul. We are instrument of God. Second aspect, understanding Baba. How is really Baba? We must visualize Baba's wonderful form in soul world. He is a supreme being. He is a supreme star. We are a superstar and He is a supreme star. We are the hero actor in this unlimited drama and He is a director, He is a supreme star. And Baba's description, the form, Baba's form is describing in three words: Satyam, Sevam, Sundaram. Satyam means ever truthful. He is ever truthful. He is donating the power of the truthfulness to the entire worldly soul. He is ocean of truth. That is why people used to say, truth is God and God is truth. Satyam means He is ever truthful. Sivam means ever benefactor. Ever benefactor. Unlimited benefactor, ever benefactor, forever benefactor. An unlimited benefactor. Human beings, they are having some limitation, but God, He is having unlimited benefactor nature. He is ever well-wisher of all the souls. And Sundaram means ever beautiful. Extremely beautiful. Most beautiful being. In this three world, He is the most beautiful being. On all the souls, there are black spots of impurities. But He is a most beautiful being. He Himself is making others beautiful. You just think how He beautiful He would be. Because beauty is related with the purity. Beauty is related with the purity. He is the ocean of purity. That's why He is the ocean of beauty. He is making others beautiful. That is why we must keep on seeing Baba's beautiful, incredible, beautiful form. Just keep on seeing Baba. Keep on seeing Baba's form. As long as you can. So that you can visualize Baba whenever you want in a second. And percentage of visualization must increase also. Gradually and gradually. Increasing the quality of remembrance, increasing the quality of yoga means increasing the percentage of visualization Baba, increasing the percentage of being in Baba's company. Because in yoga, our consciousness is distributing. Accurate remembrance means what? Accurate remembrance means in soul world, Baba, as a son of knowledge is there. I am just being with Baba, in front of Baba, sitting beside of Baba, point of light. And then my intellect, eye of intellect is focused on Baba. My intellect is connected with Baba. Then automatically my mind is chanting the mantra of Manmanabhava. My thoughts are thinking about Baba. My thoughts are related with Baba. This is an accurate remembrance. In soul world, we should remember as Baba. But if I am a new practitioner, out of 100% consciousness, I may be with Baba with 10% consciousness. I can experience the feeling of Paramdham, feeling of Baba's company, feeling of Baba's vibration, but with only 10% consciousness. I must increase the percentage of consciousness of being in soul world. 10-20% there, 30% there, 100% there, and zero here. That is the deepest stage of yoga. When Brahma Baba was Karmatit, at that time, if somebody was going to meet Baba in Baba's cottage, at that time, anybody could see in Baba's eyes, and anybody could feel Baba is not here anymore. He already transferred his consciousness fully in Paramdham, in Baba's company. Anybody could feel from Baba's eyes. He is not anymore here. Understand? Just be with Baba with maximum consciousness. Enjoy Baba's company. And if you really would like to maintain consistency in remembrance, consistency, you must no detailed understanding about the mind and intellect. And there are five aspects related with mind and intellect. Because these are the two powers playing prominent role in yoga, in remembrance. And if you know the detailed knowledge, proper understanding about these two powers, your remembrance will be powerful, more and more powerful. And consistency also would be there in that remembrance. There are five aspects. First aspect. What type of the mind is required for accurate remembrance, and what type of the intellect is required for accurate remembrance? Mind must be calm and cool and light. Calm, cool and light. Such type of the mind is chanting mantra of Manmanabhava constantly. Never get tired. But for that, you should maintain that type of the mind all the day long. Calm, cool and lightness. Okay? Intellect. Intellect must be active, alert and fresh. Active, alert and fresh. First type of the intellect is working efficiently in yoga. Never get tired. Work efficiency of intellect would be very good, very high. Because intellect is playing major role, prominent role in remembrance. Second aspect. We must know what is the relation between in these two powers. What type of the relation is there in these two powers? Intellect is the boss of our mind. Intellect is the manager of our mind. Intellect is the director of our mind. Intellect is a controller of our mind. Intellect is organizer of our mind. Whole and soul is intellect, and mind is only the follower of our intellect. Mind is only follower of our intellect. Wherever our intellect is going, mind is following same direction. This is the relation in between these two powers. Baba has said that conquer your mind, control your mind. But conquering mind is not easy. If you would like to conquer your mind, first get busy your intellect. If your intellect is remaining busy, then automatically mind would be under your control. You can become the master of your mind. And third aspect about these two powers. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, soul is just a mass of energy. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, we must have clear understanding which power is my intellect and which power is my mind. Just as when we are considering ourselves as a body, we have full awareness, this is my hand and this is my ear, this is my nose. Then automatically we are using these organs for performing action. In the same way, when we are considering ourselves as a soul, we must have clear understanding which power is my intellect and which power is my mind. Can I ask you two questions? Can I ask you two questions? I want to make this clear idea. Have you seen Dadi Janki Ji? Now you can visualize her image. Okay? Have you seen her? Okay. Can you tell me how she is really? Yes. How is he? Yes. Qualities. Qualities. She is powerful. She is strong. Lovely. Detached. Personality, very wise. Okay. When I ask you the first question, have you seen Dadi Janki Ji? Your eyes were looking at me. Even though some power was visualizing her image, that was the power of intellect. That was the visualization power of a soul, power of intellect. And I ask a second question, how really she is? Oh, so she's so lovely, she's so sweet, she's so powerful. That was your mind. Thinking power is a mind, and visualization power of a soul is an intellect. Understand? Intellect has some more functions also. Intellect is a visualization power of a soul. Second, intellect is a judgment power of a soul. Intellect acts as a judge. Whenever we want to perform any actions, we are having two thoughts in our mind. Before coming to class here, you were having, oh, can I go to class or not? Yes, no, yes, no. Then your intellect, judge, took the judgment, yes, I want to go in class. And that's why you are here. If your intellect took the judgment, oh no, I don't want to go in class. You wouldn't be here. Understand? In copper age and iron age, always there was an influence of Maya on our intellect, and that's why our intellect was always taking wrong decision, wrong judgment. That is why we were performing wrong actions. But when Baba is giving us truth knowledge, that truth knowledge directly influences our intellect, and intellect is taking quick decision and correct decision. Quick and correct decision. Okay? And third function of intellect is, intellect is the heart of a soul. This heart is a part of the body. But which is the heart of a soul? Intellect is playing the role of heart of a soul. Baba used to say in Murli, your intellect must be loveful intellect. Our intellect is expressing the love. That is why we must remember Baba from the bottom of the heart, means with our loveful intellect. We must remember Baba. Okay? Fourth aspect. When we are sitting in remembrance, we must know how we should use these two powers. Okay? When we are sitting for remembrance, first of all, we must consider ourselves as a soul, point of light, and then after that, focus the eye of intellect on Shubhava in Paramdham or in subtle world on the forehead of Brahma Baba on Shubhava. However, the long time your intellect is focused on Shubhava, mind has to think about Baba's form, Baba's knowledge, Baba's powers, Baba's qualities. Automatically, your mind would think only and only about Baba. Because your intellect is already focused on Baba. But the moment your intellect is distracting from Baba, going away from Baba, mind also follow the intellect. And you are losing your connection. You are losing your connection. When you are not having connection with Baba, you are losing your connection, and if you really want that connection in a second, what is the yukti for that? Very simple yukti for that is, first be in soul consciousness stage and check where is the eye of intellect that is not on Baba, that is somewhere else. Check it and change it on Baba, put it on Baba. You can get connection in a second. As much your checking power and changing power will increase, your concentration power will increase. Consistency in yoga will increase automatically. we are not checking our intellect. When we are sitting in our yoga, we are not paying attention on our intellect. If you have full attention on your intellect, then automatically you can remember Baba with full concentration. Okay? And fifth aspect. For having accurate remembrance, we must keep these two powers, mind and intellect, safe from Maya while being in the field of battle. When we are performing actions, our mind and intellect must be safe from Maya. And for that, there is a very good yukti. When we are going to Baba's center, listening Murli, having nice yoga, then automatically we start experiencing spiritual intoxication. Try to wear the armor of spiritual intoxication all the day long. Keep on wearing the armor of godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication all the day long. Then automatically your mind and intellect would be safe. Then you can make them busy with Baba. You can make them busy in remembrance. And you can earn multi-million fold income, spiritual income, through that remembrance. Understand? But if you really would like to maintain consistency in accurate remembrance, your love for Baba also must keep on increasing gradually and gradually. Understand? Wherever we are, our love is there, then automatically our intellect is following that direction. That is why Baba has said that, remember me with great love, with tremendous love. If we start remembering Baba with great love, then automatically our intellect is getting lost in remembrance and we are getting experience of powerful meditation, powerful remembrance. And in that powerful remembrance, our sins are burning away within no time. That is why love for Baba must increase gradually and gradually. Once we Madhuban Nivasi were meeting Bab Dada in meditation hall, and we asked one question to Bab Dada. Baba, how do we know that our remembrance is a powerful remembrance? Accurate remembrance and powerful remembrance. How do we know? Baba has said that there are two signs of powerful remembrance. When we are having powerful remembrance, on one hand, we feel yoga as a fire. And in that fire, our sins are burning. We are getting that feeling on one hand. And on the other hand, we feel lightness and happiness. Why lightness? Why happiness? Because in that remembrance, our sins are burning away. That's why we feel light. And we keep on progressing towards our destination. That's why we become happy also. Such type of the feelings must be in our remembrance. Because Baba has said that time of having ordinary remembrance is already over. This is the time of having really, truly powerful remembrance. Because through remembrance we are charging our battery, soul battery. Since long you are practicing meditation? 3 years. Sister? 20 years. 30 years. 30 years. Yes. Practicing yoga for a long time, even though this battery is not charged fully. Why so much long time is required for recharging this battery soul? So long time. The battery of cell phone is charging in 1 or 2 hours. And this battery of the soul is taking so long time for charging. Why? Because as much we are receiving power from Baba in Amrutvela Yoga, evening yoga, we are using that power for self-maintenance throughout the day. No balance. No collection of power. Understand? That is why we must keep on checking 3 aspects. How much is my earning? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? My earning must be maximum. I must earn lots of powers through powerful remembrance. My earning must be maximum. And my spending must be minimum. Economy must be there. Then automatically saving would be lot. Saving would be maximum. Then automatically the energy level will increase. And the battery of the soul will charge fast. That is why we really need to practice accurate remembrance. Powerful remembrance. In soul world, we must sit in front of Baba. We must visualize Baba's form clearly, and we must link our intellect with Baba so that our mind will chant the mantra of Manmanabha constantly. Okay? Clear? Say again, how? 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 how we can develop love for Baba, feeling of love Baba. This is a question. Love is related with the achievements. We are receiving lots of treasures from Baba in this confluence age. Unlimited treasures from Baba. And when we are having the awareness of the attainments, automatically we start feeling the love for Baba. Oh, Baba is really great. He is giving me so much. He is giving me so many treasures. Then I start feeling the love for Baba. And then when I am sitting in front of Baba in soul world and experiencing Baba is an ocean of love. I am a loveful soul and Baba is an ocean of love. The waves of love are just flowing past me and I, the soul, is getting lost in that wave, in that vibrations, and slowly I am getting lost in ocean of love, and by the result of that I could feel combined with Baba, lost in ocean of love, Baba love. Then that loveful remembrance is transferring in a powerful remembrance automatically. Because on one hand, Baba is the ocean of love, and on the other hand, he is the ocean of powers. He is the sun of knowledge. Once I, the soul, is getting lost in the ocean of love, experiencing oneness with Baba, combined with Baba, automatically that loveful stage is transferring in a powerful stage. I could experience tremendous powers from Baba. I am like a living sunflower and Baba is a living sun, spiritual sun of knowledge. And just sit in his company and experience spiritual sun bath. I am receiving lots of powers from spiritual sun Baba. He is a sun of knowledge. Understand? But when we are not having the awareness of the attainments, then we are not feeling love for Baba. Then we feel dryness in yoga. Yes? Music can help you. Music can take you beyond. Yeah, and after that, you should sit in Baba's company. And after that, you must experience powers from Baba. Because successful remembrance means experiencing power within the soul. Experiencing love from Baba, but along with the love, I am experiencing power from Baba also. That is the successful meditation. Because love is a medium for maintaining the link with Baba. But through that medium, we must receive power from Baba. He is a source of spiritual energy, spiritual power. is unlimited source of spiritual power. But when I am maintaining link with Baba, connection with Baba, I start receiving power from Baba, energy from Baba. And that is a successful meditation.
प्रभु प्रीत महकती है मुस्कान लेती है मुस्कान आपकी बाबा, जन्मों के गम हर लेती है जैसे सूरज की आके किरण, जैसे सूरज की आके किरण अंधियार दूर कर देती है मुस्कान आपकी बाबा, जन्मों के गम हर लेती है मुस्कान।